we have is just what's the impact on Stark County in losing its last inpatient psychiatric unit in the county?
Yeah, that's I actually hadn't heard that until we got the phone call, and that's unfortunate because I have some patients. I practice in Northeast Ohio, and so I have some patients who occasionally wind up there. And so I think the biggest issue is the number of beds available in Ohio for acute inpatient psychiatric admissions have been shrinking over the course of many years now, and the fewer the beds, the harder the access. And so there's a couple of major issues with that. One is obviously if you need to be hospitalized, you often wind up having to wait quite a while for a bed. And what has become the norm, really in Ohio and nationally, has been people in acute psychiatric crisis sitting in emergency rooms, often for hours, if not days, waiting until a bed opens up somewhere in their region and then being transported to wherever that might happen to be. And the other issue, besides just lack of access, is lack of ability to engage the family in the process. I mean, if you've got a loved one who's in the midst of a psychiatric crisis, whether it's somebody, sort of a couple of the main reasons for being hospitalized would be for acute suicidal thoughts, threats, or attempts, or for an acute psychotic episode. In the midst of that crisis, the one thing they need the most is the support of their family to if they're going to recover from this. And if you happen to be hospitalized, in a hospital that's two or three counties away from where you live, it makes it exceptionally difficult for the family to be meaningfully engaged in the treatment process. And that's really a problem. Oftentimes, there's just telephone communication, and then the patient is discharged back home without the real meaningful engagement of the family and their ability to be part of the recovery process in an important way. So.
I wonder this too. So, if a patient's waiting for days and days to get into a psychiatric unit, what are some of the risks associated with that, with having to wait that long to get into the proper unit for care?
Yeah, well, obviously there's a delay in initiating definitive treatment. if you're sitting, oftentimes they'll wind up, if they're acutely psychotic or something like that, they'll wind up in some kind of a seclusion room, a quote unquote padded cell, if you will, being watched by people and being kept as safe as they possibly can in that setting. But the definitive treatment is typically not implemented in an emergency room setting. They're reluctant to do so because of some of the risks associated, medical legal risks associated with that. So that's probably the biggest issue. And then protecting the safety of someone who's acutely suicidal or acutely psychotic in an emergency room is not the typical work of an emergency room. It's not what they do on a day-to-day basis, unlike a psychiatric unit where they're used to doing that and they know how to go about doing that in a reasonable way. So I think that safety is probably not as well protected, is not as as is not the kind of routine thing that an emergency room staff does regarding the safety of somebody who's suicidal or psychotic. And so, I don't think they keep them as safe as they would be if they were on a locked unit on a psychiatric ward with people who are used to dealing with those kinds of issues.
I'm trying to think if there's any other questions I had. I guess just, do you have any other thoughts about the closing of psychiatric units in general or the closing of Altman? I don't know how familiar you are with that specific situation, but as any kind of parting thoughts, I guess.
Well, no, I mean, pretty much what I said before, which is that this is a trend that's been going on a national basis and something that the psychiatric community as a whole has been quite concerned about. I know that, for example, if you happen to be lucky enough to live near a large psychiatric system like university hospitals that has sort of multiple inpatient units, in their region, you can often get into a psychiatric unit quicker. But even then, you know, you might wind up a couple of counties away from where you live. So I happen to be a child psychiatrist. I do adult work as well, and certainly have just over the course of the past summer have had two patients admitted to the Altman unit in acute crisis. And so when I heard that they were closing, I was concerned for those patients who have needed that unit in the past. I mean, this one of the families lives in northern Tuscarawas County, and Altman is the closest for inpatient unit for them. And now I'm wondering, they're probably going to have to travel to Akron if their loved one needs an admission, and that's going to be a real challenge for them.
Yeah.
But this has been going on a national level for quite a while, and unfortunately, it's impacting the effective and timely treatment of people with acute psychiatric problems really negatively. You know, luckily, and as a child psychiatrist, I can say that luckily in our region, Akron Children's Hospital has chosen to expand the number of psychiatric beds. Even though it's not necessarily a moneymaker, they recognize the need to support the children in Northeast Ohio, and so they've added beds. But that's not the usual routine these days.
Okay. Well, thank you for your time today. Just for the recording, I just want to make sure I get it right. Would you be able to spell out your name for me again and say what your title is?
Yeah, I'm Steve Jewell, Jewell, M.D., and I'm past president of the Ohio Psychiatric Physicians Association.
All righty. Thank you so much for your time today. I really appreciate you taking a moment to speak.
Okay, sure.
Yeah, have a wonderful day.
Thanks, you too. Mm-hmm.